人生是一本书，每一段时光都是一段难忘的故事。
就让我们在此刻分享我们的故事。欢迎收听西雅图中文广播美国故事栏目。
美国故事栏目由高邦地产公司总裁建筑商胡秀平 Shirley Hu 冠名播出，电话425-443-5668。
Director of the Seattle Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, welcome to the city of Seattle and our press conference on the Naturalize 2 million by 2022 campaign. This campaign is in collaboration with One America. This press conference is also in collaboration with One America, Cities for Citizenship, C4C,the National Partners for New Americans, NPNA. Both C4C and NPNA have been working with dozens of cities and counties all across the country to help educate and empower eligible permanent residents to become citizens. The campaign has been traveling all around the country, and we are so excited to have them here with us today.Our Seattle Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs has two citizenship programs that focuses on providing services to eligible residents in partnership with our local nonprofits. These services are provided to residents all across our county as well. As the new interim director of the Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs and under Mayor Bruce Harrell's leadership, I am so proud to renew our commitmentas an office to citizenship, and to continue to move this important work forward. And, you know, I remember being a kid and helping my mom prepare for her citizenship test. We would stay up all night and practice those 100 questions together, and it was such an exciting moment when she did receive her citizenship. Those of us who are here today know the importance that citizenship plays in a family's life.Citizenship facilitates access to employment and education. I know firsthand how citizenship changes the lives of immigrants and refugees firsthand. Before we begin today with our amazing line of speakers, I just want to acknowledge that we in Seattle and in King County are on traditional lands of the Coast Salish people, past and present, and honor with gratitude the land itself and the First People. This acknowledgement only becomes meaningful when combined with accountable relationships and meaningful actions. Now I have the honor to introduce Roxana Narusi, Executive Director of One America, who will continue to facilitate this press conference with us today. She will also introduce our amazing lines of speakers, including our honorable elected officials who are here. Roxana has over a decade of experience in advocacy and social justice work with immigrant and refugee populations, and she works very closely with our Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs at the City of Seattle. Roxana, welcome.
Thank you as part of the One America family, and we are so proud of you and your leadership and all the ways you continue to lead on issues of immigrant rights. As Hamdi said, my name is Roxana Narusi, and I'm the Executive Director of One America. One America is the largest immigrant advocacy organization in the state focused on building power in immigrant communities. One America is also a proud member of the National Partnership for New Americans and the Naturalize 2 Million by 2022 campaign. We want to thank the City of Seattle for hosting us today and for so long being such a leader on issues of immigrant rights. We welcome Mayor Bruce Harrell, King County Executive Dow Constantine, City Councilwoman Tammy Morales, Chair of the King County Council Claudia Balducci, our partners at the Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, Asian Counseling and Referral Services, and members of the press for being here. Thank you all. Since 2008, One America has worked hard to offer free naturalization services to qualified legal permanent residents across the state of Washington. We believe naturalization is central to immigrant integration and one of the many steps our grassroots leaders take towards building power. Power in voting, advocating for the issues they care most about, and most importantly, becoming civically engaged. Our program, the Washington New Americans, or WNA for short, is an innovative partnership between Washington's Department of Commerce and One America. Since its inception, WNA has provided over 47,000 Washington residents with citizenship services. And in the past 2 years, even during the pandemic, over 1,200 of our clients have naturalized. WNA hosts about 11 free citizenship legal clinics across Washington with volunteer attorneys, paralegals, and interpreters ready to help residents complete their naturalization forms. In addition, the program disperses half of its $2 million biennium funding to 13 grantees across the state. These organizations offer in-person and case management citizenship services. Asian Counseling and Referral Services, who are here today, is one of those grantees. In addition, One America is also a member of the Seattle's New Citizenship Campaign, which hosts monthly clinics and workshops across the city. Like Hamdi, this issue is not only about numbers and applications, but for me, it's also very personal. As the daughter of Iranian immigrants, I remember at 8 years old, the day my parents naturalized, also studying all those naturalization questions at the kitchen table and going in with nerves, and then finally becoming U.S. citizens. What it meant for us as a family was safety from persecution of returning to our home country, which was not safe, the right to vote and participate in our democracy, and especially for my immigrant mom, the security of belonging and inclusion in the U.S. And this is not just my experience. So many of us here today can relate to this process of becoming a citizen. Research points to the positive impacts of citizenship on increasing wages and lowering poverty rates. In addition, naturalization leads to better jobs, higher rates of home ownership, access to federal-funded programs and employment, and full civic engagement for new Americans. Research shows that there are 263,000 legal permanent residents eligible to naturalize in Washington State in the coming years. If all eligible permanent residents in Washington naturalize, they could generate $867 million in additional earnings for the state's economy. One America continues to demand that local, county, and state governments support and fund naturalization programs. U.S. citizenship can seem a pipe dream for many, as the process is complicated and expensive. It can cost up to $4,000 in attorney and immigration fees. Programs like ours ensure that citizenship is accessible to all those that qualify, no matter their income. But without increased government funding, we will never be able to serve all those who are currently eligible for citizenship. Because of the public investments that the state, the county, and the city has invested in, we have a huge opportunity coming up. We would like to invite members of the public who have been legal permanent residents for 5 years, or three if married to a U.S. citizen, to come to our Citizenship Day this Saturday, April 23rd, in Tacoma and in Vancouver, Washington. This is a free event where we will be providing legal advice and aiding folks to complete their naturalization forms. For more information, folks can call or text our citizenship hotline at 206-926-3924. Naturalization is the end of a long and convoluted legal road for immigrants who arrive to this country with their dreams, heartaches, and resiliency. Like it did for my family, citizenship gives so many immigrants security of not being deported, the right to vote, and a real sense of belonging. Let's work together to ensure every Washington resident who qualifies for naturalization actually becomes a citizen. And with that, I'm very proud to introduce Mayor Bruce Harrell, who will talk about the administration's efforts to promote citizenship across the great city of Seattle. Welcome, Mayor.
We're holding this in the Norm Rice Conference Room. To give you a little history. The City of Seattle's formal support for citizenship began in 1997 under Mayor Rice. This was in response to the passage of the Federal Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act and the Illegal Immigration and Immigrant Responsibility Act in 1996, which barred legal permanent residents from certain federal safety net programs. And so we saw under Mayor Rice the leadership that this city and this county and the state should be known for in terms of being welcoming to the immigrant and refugee communities. The city's first program was the New Citizen Program, NCP, that utilized a consortium model that encourages collaboration and partnership amongst community-based organizations that offered services to low-income immigrants and refugees who face the greatest challenges to gaining citizenship because of significant barriers to age and disability and limited English proficiency and low literacy at those levels. And so, again, we have tried to show some leadership, and I must put it in the context of what's happening in this country. A country that still grapples with issues about a woman's right to choose what to do with her body throughout this country that we're seeing in 2022. A country that struggles with a war against voter suppression, which is a threat to democracy everywhere that we're still talking about. And in recent years, this very twisted conversation about immigrants and refugees. That's why this work is so important. That's why this is wake-up work that, you know, it's sort of what I call a two-way love affair. By that, the city has to realize the great benefits we receive as a country based on the purchasing power, the work ethic, the culture, the food, the rhythm, everything that a rich, vibrant immigrant community brings to this country to make it great. And secondly, hopefully, the opportunities that, like my grandparents had when they immigrated here, like the opportunities that we see in our office. I'm very proud that we have members from the immigrant and refugee communities here in leadership positions. I see to my left, Adiam Emery, who is our chief equity officer on the senior cabinet. Hamdi is known in this space. And so I think that's one of the greatest things we could do is show the brilliance of this community in leadership positions. So the City of Seattle and partner organizations have assisted over 32,600 applicants and over 16,600 applicants submitted. So as I close and introduce another phenomenal leader in this space, Councilmember Morales, I will say once again, I'm very proud of the energy and the leadership that I see around me. I'm gonna make a plug that right now the new citizen program under the leadership of Hamdi Mohammed, we have an RFP process open for agencies interested in providing naturalization assistance and related services to low-income immigrants and refugees as a partner with OIRA's New Citizen Program. So I wanted to make that plug because we will continue to invest in this area because, yes, while I firmly believe in One America and their mission, I also believe in One Seattle and their mission as well. Because the concept is that we are all so better when we open up our hands and open up our arms and welcome people. That's what makes us a rich community. So that's, again, why I'm proud to stand with these leaders around me. So I will close by saying I hope I left some speaking points for our King County exec and Councilmember Morales. But I want to introduce Councilmember Morales, who, again continues to be a continued and very vocal leader in this space.
I want to thank the Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs, One America, and the New Partnership for New Americans for hosting this press conference, and for your work on the campaign to legalize 2 million permanent residents by the end of 2022. I'm excited for this work and for our ongoing partnership to make this successful campaign. I do want to share just a little bit about my story around immigration and its role in my family's lineage. My grandmother immigrated from Europe after World War II and married into my grandfather's very traditional Mexican family. Her journey included having to learn two new cultures, what it is to be an American, but also what it is to start a new life on the Texas border, where Spanish is the predominant language, and where my bisabuela, my great-grandmother, was not crazy about having a daughter-in-law who was not Mexican. They got over it, and eventually my grandmother did gain her citizenship. The experience of having to learn a new culture while building a new life is often made harder by the very difficult ways folks have to navigate our immigration system in the United States. And the cost of citizenship is prohibiting to many who are lack the resources or lack the legal knowledge or access to that knowledge to get them through the process. The application process to navigating appointments Not to mention the actual fees themselves, as Hamdi mentioned. It's a miracle if anybody can do it on their own. The City of Seattle and the City Council have recognized the need to close this gap by creating two city programs that have been mentioned already. The New Citizen Program is a consortium of 13 organizations across the city and county that offer naturalization services for low-income groups. And the second is the New Citizen Campaign, which is an effort to help tens of thousands of legal permanent residents here in Seattle to become citizens. And they use citizenship legal clinics, education and outreach, citizen curriculum, offer legal assistance itself, and really engage with local and national partners to help people understand what these programs offer. The City Council was key to securing funding for these programs for the New Citizen Campaign in 2016 in response to the anti-immigrant enforcement that we saw with the Trump administration. And as many of you know, we're still dealing with the repercussions of that anti-immigrant policy and system, and it's really taken a toll on far too many of our neighbors. Access to citizenship comes with an increased chance of employment, with a right to vote and to travel freely abroad, and importantly, security from deportation. In my district alone, there are over 23 languages spoken in the Seattle public school system, and over 65% of households in my district speak a language other than English at home. So my colleagues and I in the council will continue to champion naturalization services and support efforts, particularly those that are made by our Office of Immigrant and Refugee Affairs and partner organizations. And I'm committed to ensuring future funding remains for these programs and possibly even increased funding if that's a possibility. Yes. We'll champion that, yes. So I'll be promoting the naturalization clinics that have been discussed. Those are taking place this month. So we'll be using our office newsletter, our social media accounts this month and throughout the rest of the year to make sure that people in the South End especially know that these opportunities are available. So I want to thank you all again for your work to ensure that the City of Seattle and King County are doing what we can to ensure that legal permanent residents have access to naturalization services. And the last thing I want to say is that if you are somebody who is eligible for naturalization, please take advantage of these services, take advantage of the resources and the legal assistance that is available, and begin your journey to becoming a new American. Thank you very much.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle. The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Chinese Radio Seattle.
现在是美国西部时间晚上十点整，这里是西雅图中文电台。
声声有情。
1150 AM 西雅图中文电台，
这里是您的信息中心，
这里是您的心灵港湾，
这里是您的精神家园，
西雅图华人自己的中文电台。
朋友们也可以在网上收听我们的节目，收听网址是 ChineseRadioSeattle.com，
也可以通过智能手机下载 Chinese Radio Seattle 或者西雅图中文电台 APP 来收听我们的节目。
我们的高清调频频道是 FM98.9 Channel 3，
我们的微信平台、新浪微博和 Facebook 账号都是 Chinese Radio Seattle。
你想获得一张图书卡，用以免费借阅、下载或在线阅读书籍、收听音乐、观看电影和电视节目吗？请从申请中文图书卡开始，并通过 www.spl.org/zh。www.spl.org/zh 在线查找有关使用西雅图公共图书馆的其他信息。没时间去超市？快来北美最大华人网上超市 We， 今日下单次日达，满$35即可免运费，新鲜果蔬、海鲜肉品、方便速食等品类超全，还有爆款零食饮料，来 We。一站式轻松选购，足不出户也能实现美食自由。赶紧登录 WEEE 官网或下载 APP WEEE， 新用户可领取限时20刀新人红包。油价这么贵，未来帮你省油费。
新冠病毒 COVID-19 仍然是工作场所的严重危害，请继续在公众可以进入的室内空间佩戴口罩，并经常洗手。如果您感到不适，请通知您的主管，待在家里并遵守隔离指南。如果您在工作中感染冠状病毒，您可能有资格获得工人赔偿，包括医疗保健和其他福利。如需更多信息，请致电州劳工和工业部1-800-547-8367。
Accessible and that it's affordable for our communities to begin this process. Throughout the week, this is a week of action for us, and we have hit the country, including Nevada, just the day before yesterday, to talk about the economic benefits of citizenship. I don't need to belabor the point that we know that when folks access the process,they are able to acquire better jobs, economic mobility for their family, and stability. So in this way, citizenship is a generational investment for our community and for the individuals that that begin this process. At the same time, we know that our job as national advocates is to make sure that citizenship remains affordable for as many people as possible. And so we commit to work closely with USCIS to make sure that there are no fee increases that would inhibit more of our communities to access this process.Since our inception as SPNA, full citizenship is the ultimate goal. We want to make sure that people have an on-ramp to be more fully integrated into their communities and participate in a reflective, beautiful, and vibrant democracy like we see here in the Emerald City. I want to thank our partners at One America, the C4C Executive Committee, the Seattle Office of Immigrant Affairs, King County, and ACRS for the warm welcome that you've provided today.At this time, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, King County Executive Dow Constantine, our county partners who will be sharing a very special announcement with us.
Home and life here in the United States. Though we have not as a nation always acted this way, but the idea embedded in our foundation, our government, was to build a better path forward for every person, a placewhere every person would be able to find safe harbor, no matter what the storm brought. Now, that idea that we are greater than the sum of our parts is part of our story as a nation and the story of each of us, of each of you. For those joining us today, if you are a citizen, thank you. And as everyone must by now know, in King County,our commitment to building a more equitable future is for all of those in our community, those who are already citizens, those who are working toward becoming citizens, those who are here to build community and to build a life for their family. King County's mission, our true north, is that we will be a welcoming community where every person can thrive. A welcoming community where every person can thrive. Keeping that promise for every person is at the core of what we do every day. That's why we've ensured support is readily available for those who need it. Last June, we invested more than $16 million in our Immigrant Relief Fund to help people take those next steps on their path to citizenship and assist with DACA. And based on feedback from King County's immigrant and refugee community, we also provided,for example, free dental care to patients, regardless of immigration status, to help ensure that every person can stay healthy. Now, along with our work on behalf of immigrants and refugees is the work that the people of King County do every day in the public sector, in the private sector, to build a diverse, thriving community, because the strength of our community is really based on the strength and the health of every single member of that community.So thank you again for continuing to write your story, the story of America. We are looking forward to continuing to be a home for every person looking to build a better life and a place where truly every person can thrive. And it's now my opportunity to introduce to you someone who has been a stalwart defender of and a worker for the rights of immigrants in King County. She represents a district that includes cities on the east side, which in the course of a very few years have become more diverse and with a higher percentage of immigrants than my city of birth, Seattle. And she is now the chair of the King County Council. Please join me in welcoming Councilmember Claudia Balducci.
Most of us came from immigrants or immigrated ourselves here, and it's really important to the success of our communities and to all of our people that we continue to hold the door open for the folks who are coming alongside us and behind us and going to be the future of our success as a region. We also know that citizenship offers very distinct benefits to people who complete the process. Economic benefits like more secure access to employment, like a broader range of jobs, access to employment rights in the workplace that can be abused if you don't have citizenship. It opens up educational pathways and gives access to needed services that citizens are eligible for. And it also brings a sense of safety and belonging, and of course, the ability to participate in our wonderful democracy. In Washington State, there are almost 300,000 lawful permanent residents who are eligible for citizenship, and in King County, that number is over 75,000, and we can make a difference in those numbers. Because of the advantages of citizenship, the work that NPNA and the Cities for Citizenship Partnership do are so important, and I'm very proud to announce that yesterday at the King County Council meeting, we voted unanimously to join Cities for Citizenship as one of their few county members. It's been a while coming, and I was very glad to be able to get that done in time to share that with you during this great week of action. But we have, in fact, been a partner in spirit for a while now. Last year, in our budget process, we allocated $11.3 million in relief funds for undocumented immigrants who were excluded from other COVID relief funds. Thanks to council, current county executive Dow Constantine. And I was proud to work with our Immigrant and Refugee Commission at King County to ask what other barriers exist for immigrants, especially in this time of COVID. And we learned about how the fees and various costs to obtain citizenship access to which people are eligible are absolutely a barrier to folks. And so we were proud to create a new program funded with federal money, $5 million to help immigrants apply for documented status and citizenship. We're not aware of any other county that's doing this, and we were very proud to be a leader in this regard. And now, by joining the Cities for Citizenship Initiative, which hopefully someday will be renamed the Counties and Cities for Citizenship Initiative, we are going to double our commitment, double our efforts, and continue to work to make citizenship a reality for all of the people in our county who are already contributing members, partners in our community, and who will benefit from access to citizenship. Thank you all for this wonderful event.
People naturalize. The N-400 application is complicated. It's 20 pages long. It contains many questions that are hard to understand. So it takes about 2 to 3 hours of careful work, one-on-one client and case manager work to complete one N-400 application. Many of our clients also take citizenship classes to help them prepare for their interview at USCIS, which will take place months later. Each class is 10 weeks long and meets for 4 hours a week. In the class, the instructor covers ESL, reading and writing practice. They review the 100 questions that you've heard referred to, and they provide interview practice for our students who are often nervous before their interviews. We offer classes at different levels, so students can move up as their English language improves. Many people cannot do this work on their own. The process is complicated, and it's intimidating, and they need someone they can trust to help them along the way, and ACRS case managers provide needed services to the community. We also partner with OIRA and One America to offer citizenship clinics and group naturalization workshops. We offer virtual clinics once a month. The work is time-consuming. The work is life-changing. Without funding from the city and the state, our experienced case managers could not do this work. If you're interested in learning more about our services or getting help with naturalization, contact ACRS. We can help you. We are grateful to be part of the Naturalize 2 Million campaign with the City of Seattle, King County, and One America. I will now turn it over to Laura Espinosa Gonzalez so she can tell you why she sought assistance from ACRS to become a U.S. citizen.
The United States. And that's right. For 6 years, I went through many challenges, like new language, job, culture, etc. But I know I'm blessed to be here. I am not alone in this. One reason I decided to become a citizen was because I wanted to vote and participate in the U.S. democracy. This country gave me so much, so I want to keep my promise to be loyal to the United States. Since my oldest daughter, who is 16 years old, studied college in high school and looks forward going to university, I have started thinking to the future of my kids, and I want to support them. Becoming a citizen gives me the opportunity to access a better job, a federal job. With this, I can earn more money and help my children financially. Currently, I study in Highland College, ESO classes, and bridge to college. In the future, I want to be a social worker and help people like you. I'm so proud of my kids, and I want them to feel proud of their mom for achieving her goals. ACRS helped me a lot during the naturalization process. I'm very grateful to them. In every class, teacher Marcos and Lydia show kindness, respect, knowledge, and empathy. They respond to many questions we ask in class. In the class, I meet people from different countries, backgrounds, and ages, but with the same feelings, fears, hope, dedication, and wishes of overcoming. Finally, I absolutely know that ACRS was a helping hand to achieve one of my goals. We all are American. We all are immigrants. Thank God, and thanks to all of you.
新鲜的青草味儿，机长的声音，清脆的击球声，是时候向前迈进，让小朋友可以再次出去活动。如果您的孩子是五岁或以上，那就要为他们接种 COVID 疫苗，疫苗能够有效预防重症。如果有任何疑问，请向您的医生查询，在 vaccines.gov 寻找在您附近的疫苗接种点，我们做得到。以上资讯由美国卫生与公共服务部提供。
肌肉骨骼伤痛、车祸、工伤，请找康健脊椎治疗中心肖明医师。康健康健，祝您健康。电话206-621-7501，206-621-7501。
您正在找工作吗？有些雇主可能承诺让您可以赚大钱，或者可以在家工作。但是如果您需要先付钱才能获得一份工作的话，那么您可能遇到了诈骗。真正提供工作机会的雇主不会要求您先付钱才会录用您，更不会保证您可以轻轻松松地赚大钱，这些通常都是诈骗。因此，如果有人要求您先付钱才能赚钱，请向美国消费者保护机构联邦贸易委员会举报，网址是 reportfraud.ftc.gov。联邦贸易委员会获其网址宣。谁对青少年的影响比名人、社交媒体和朋友更大？可能很难相信，但就是你自己。研究表明，当成年人参与青少年的生活时，他们使用大麻的可能性就会降低。所以，你们一起看电影，一起散步，一起追赶。当你花时间和他们在一起的时候，你创造了交谈的机会。要了解更多信息，请访问 starttalkingnow.org。记住，你是对你孩子影响力最大的人。本广告由 Washington State Department of Health 支付。
我是西雅图移民和难民事务办公室主任哈姆迪·穆罕默德，欢迎来到西雅图市和我们关于加入2022年入籍200万人运动的新闻发布会。这个运动是与一个美国 One America 合作的。 本次新闻发布会还与多个合作单位进行合作，为全国提供帮助教育和授权符合条件的永久居民成为公民。该活动已经在全国各地进行，我们很高兴今天有他们和我们在一起。我们的西雅图移民和难民事务办公室有两个公民计划，重点与我们当地的非营利组织合作，为符合条件的居民提供服务。这些服务也提供给我们全县的居民。作为移民和难民事务办公室的新任临时主任，在市长布鲁斯·哈罗德的领导下，我很自豪能够重申我们作为公民身份办公室的承诺，并继续推动和支持相关工作。记得小时候帮助我妈妈准备她的公民考试，我们会熬夜一起练习这100个问题。当她确实获得公民身份时，这是一个激动人心的时刻。我们今天在座的人都知道公民身份的重要性。在家庭生活中，公民身份有助于获得就业和教育。我亲身了解公民身份如何直接地改变移民和难民的生活。在我们今天开始令人惊叹的演讲者系列之前，我只想承认，我们在西雅图和金县是在 Co-Salish 人的传统土地上，以感激之情铸造、呈现和尊重这片土地本身。只有在与负责任的关系和有意义的行动相结合时，承认这片土地的原住民才会变得有意义。现在我有幸介绍 One American 的执行董事 Roxana Neruzzi， 他们将继续为这次新闻发布会提供便利。今天和我们一起，他还将介绍令人惊叹的演讲者阵容，包括我们在这里光荣的民选官员。 Roxana 在倡导社会正义方面拥有10多年的经验，只需要与移民和难民一起工作。他与我们在西雅图市的移民难民事务办公室密切合作。欢迎 Roxana。 正如哈姆迪所说，我的名字是 Roxana Neruzzi， 我是 One America 的执行董事。 One America 是美国最大的移民倡导组织，专注于帮助移民社区。 One America 也是新美国人全国伙伴关系和加入2022年200万人入籍美国运动的骄傲成员。我们要感谢西雅图市今天接待我们，并且长期以来一直是移民权利方面的领导者。我们欢迎布鲁斯·哈雷尔市长、金县执行长官到康斯坦丁团队、市议会女议员 Tammy、King County 议会主席 Claudia Bardacci。 我们在移民和难民事务办公室、亚洲咨询和转介服务处的合作伙伴以及新闻界成员来到这里，谢谢你们。自从2008年以来， One America 一直努力提供免费入籍服务，以使华盛顿州的合法永久居民获得公民资格。我们相信入籍是移民融合的核心，也是我们的基层领导人为建立权利和投票采取的众多步骤之一，倡导他们最关心的问题，最重要的是变得愤世嫉俗地参与其中。我们的计划即华盛顿对美国人，或简称 WNA， 是华盛顿商务部与一个美国之间的创新合作伙伴关系。自成立以来， WNA 已经为超过47000名华州居民提供公民服务。在过去的2年当中，即使在大流行期间，我们的1200多名客户也已经入籍。WNA 在华盛顿设有大约11个免费的公民身份和法律事务所，志愿者律师、律师助理和口译员随时准备帮助居民填写入籍表格。此外，该计划通过我们提供任何资金，将其200万美元中的一半分散到全州的13个担保机构。这些组织提供个人和案例管理、公民服务、亚洲咨询和转介服务，也是今天在这里提供的服务单位之一。此外，当美国也是西雅图新公民运动的成员时，该运动每月在全市举行研讨会。和哈姆迪一样，这个问题不仅是关于数字和应用程序，而对于我来说，它也是非常个人化的。作为伊朗移民的女儿，我记得8岁的那一天，我父母入籍的那一天，也在餐桌上研究所有入籍的问题， 紧张地走进移民局，最后我们成为公民。这对我们全家意味着安全，免于被遣返祖国的迫害，那是不安全的。对我的移民的妈妈而言，对于投票权和参与民主，渴望和融入美国社会的安全，这不仅仅是我的经验。我们今天在座的许多人都可以与成为公民的过程联系起来。研究指出，公民身份对提高工资和降低贫困率的积极影响。此外，入籍可以带来更好的工作，更高的房屋拥有率，获得联邦资助的计划和就业机会，以及新美国人的充分公民参与。研究表明，未来的几年将有263,000名合法永久居民有资格在华州入籍。如果华盛顿州所有符合条件的居民都入籍，他们可以为该州的经济创造$8.67亿的额外收入。当美国继续要求当地县和州政府支持和资助入籍计划时，美国公民身份对许多人来说似乎是一个白日梦，因为这个过程复杂并且昂贵，律师和移民费用可能高达$4,000。像我们这样的计划，确保所有符合条件的人，无论收入如何，都可以获得公民身份。但是如果不增加政府资助，我们将永远无法为所有目前有资格获得公民身份的人提供服务。由于该市县政府投资的公共投资，我们有一个巨大的机会。我们想邀请成为合法永久居民5年后，或与美国公民结婚3年后的公众，在这个星期六4月23日来到 Tacoma 参加我们的公民日。该活动将在华州的温哥华结束。这是一项免费的活动，我们将提供法律建议并帮助人们填写入籍表格。想要了解更多的信息，可以拨打和发短信给我们的公民热线206-926-3924。入籍是带来梦想来到这个国家的移民漫长而复杂的法律道路的终点。公民身份为许多移民提供了不被驱逐出境的安全感、投票权和真正的归属感。让我们一起为此工作。每个有资格入籍的华盛顿州居民实际上都成为了公民。我来补充一点历史。西雅图市对公民身份的正式支持始于1997年，由赖斯市长领导。这是对1996年通过的联邦个人责任和工作机会、和解法案以及非法移民和移民责任法案的相应对应。这些法案禁止永久居民参与某些联邦安全网的计划。所以我通过赖斯市长的施政，这个州的这个城市和这个县的领导应该以欢迎移民难民的社区而闻名。西雅图的第一个计划是新公民计划，该计划利用联盟模式，鼓励市议会辩论之间的合作伙伴关系，为低收入的移民和难民提供服务，为因残疾和年龄以及有其他显著差异的原因而面临获得公民身份的最大挑战，也就是他们英语水平有限，识字率低。因此我们再一次试图展示一些领导力。我将就其放在这个国家正在发生的事情的背景下，一个人在处理关于女性有权选择如何对待自己身体的国家。我们在22个国家看到一个与压制选民的斗争的国家，这是我们仍在谈论的对各地民主的威胁。近年来关于移民和难民的这种非常扭曲的谈话，就是为什么它变得如此的重要。城市必须意识到，我们作为一个国家所获得的巨大利益，基于购买力、工作、食物文化以及富裕充满活力的移民社区为这个国家带来的一切。其次，希望像我的祖父母移民到这里时所拥有的机会，就像我们在办公室看到的机会一样。我很自豪我们有来自难民移民社区的成员担任领导职务。我认为我们能够做的最伟大的事情之一，就是展示这个社区在领导职位上的才华。西雅图市以及合作组织已协助超过32,000人，其中有11,600人已经提交了申请。 我为在我周围看到的经历和领导力感到非常的自豪。我们将继续在这个领域投资。我相信 One America 及其使命以及 One Seattle 及其使命这一概念让我们的双手张开，开放我们的艺术并欢迎人们，这将会是更好的。这也是为什么我很自豪能够与这些领导人站在一起。我希望我为我们的金线执行长到康斯坦丁留下了一个发言的要点。我想感谢移民难民事务办公室、One America 和新美国人新伙伴关系主办这一次新闻发布会，以及你们在2022年年底前使200万永久居民成为公民的运动。我对这项工作以及我们为成功开展这项活动而持续的伙伴关系感到兴奋。我确实想分享一点关于移民的故事，以及在我家族血统中的作用。我的祖母，我在第二次世界大战后从欧洲移民，嫁给了我祖父非常传统的墨西哥家庭。他的旅程包括必须学习新的文化，作为美国人是什么，以及在德州边境开始新生活是什么。西班牙语是主要语言，我的签证也在那里。我的祖母对一个不是墨西哥人的儿媳并不感冒，他们克服了，最终我的祖母确实获得了他的公民身份。人们在美国的移民系统中必须以非常困难的方式驾驭移民系统，因此在建立新生活的同时必须学习新的文化，这种经历往往是更加困难的。对于许多缺乏资源或缺乏法律知识和无法获得知识的人来说，公民身份的成本使他们无法通过这一过程。帮助预约的公民申请过程更不用说实际费用本身。正如哈姆迪所说，如果有人可以做这些事情的话，那就是一个奇迹。西雅图市和市议会已经认识到有必要通过创建已经提到的两个城市计划来缩小这一差距。新的公民计划是一个由全市和县的13个组织组成的联盟，为未来提供入籍服务。第二个是新公民运动，旨在帮助西雅图数以万计的合法永久居民成为新的公民。他们使用公民身份、法律诊所、教育和外展公民课程本身提供法律援助，并真正的与当地和国家合作伙伴合作，帮助人们了解这些计划提供的内容。市议会是2016年为新公民运动确保这些计划资金的关键，以回应我们在特朗普政府中看到的反移民执法。我们中的许多人仍在处理反移民政策和制度的影响，的确给我们的很多邻居带来了损失。获得公民身份会增加就业机会、投票权和自由出国旅行的权利。重要的是，仅我所在的地区驱逐出境安全。西雅图公立学校系统就使用超过23种语言。我的区超过 65% 的家庭当中讲英语之外的语言。因此我和我的市议会的同事将继续的支持入籍服务和支持工作，特别是对那些由我们的移民难民事务办公室和合作组织所做的工作。我致力于确保这项项目的未来的资金仍然存在，甚至能够增加一些资金。因此我将宣传已经讨论过的公民诊所，这些诊所正在本月举行，因此我们将使用我们的办公室通讯、我们的社交媒体账户，这个月和今年剩余的时间，以确保西雅图南端的人们，特别是知道这些机会是可用的。我要再次感谢大家，为确保西雅图市和金县尽我们所能确保合法居民能够获得入籍服务所做的所有工作。最后我想说的是，如果您有资格入籍，请利用这些服务，利用可用的资源，开始您成为新美国人的旅程。非常感谢。虽然我们作为一个国家并不总是这样行事，但是我们的根基中的理念是，我们的政府是为每一个人建立一条更好的前进道路，一个每个人都可以找到安全感的地方。 我们故事的一部分是一个国家和我们每个人的故事。如果您是公民，对于今天加入我们的人是这样，谢谢你们。正如每个人现在必须知道的那样，在今天我们致力于建立一个更加公平的未来，为了我们社区中的所有人，那些已经成为公民的人，那些正在努力成为公民的人，以及那些在这里建立社区、建立他们的家庭生活。今天的使命是真实的，我们将成为一个受欢迎的社区，每个人都可以在这里茁壮的成长。一个欢迎社区，每一个人都可以茁壮成长，为每个人信守承诺是我们每天所做工作的核心。这就是为什么我们保证为有需要的人提供支持。去年六月，我们在我们的移民救济基金当中投资了超过1600万美元，以帮助人们在获得公民身份的道路上迈出下一步，并且根据国王区移民和难民社区的反馈，我们还为患者提供了例如患前医保，无论其移民身份如何，以帮助确保每个人都能保持健康。他们为移民和难民所做的很多工作，是人们每天都可以在公共部门、私营部门做的工作，以建立一个多元化繁荣的社区。因为我们的社区的力量真的是建立在力量的基础上，以及该社区每个成员的健康之上。所以我再次的感谢你，为了继续书写你的故事，美国故事，我们期待继续成为每个人的家园，希望在一个真正每个人都能茁壮成长的地方建立更加美好的生活。这不是我向金线移民权利的拥护者、捍卫者和工作者介绍的机会，它代表的地区包括东边的城市。在短短的几年里，与我的出生城市西雅图相比，这些城市变得更加的多元化、多样化，移民比例也很高。而他现在是金线议会的一份子，请和我一起欢迎金线议会议长 Claudia Bradarchi。 我们大多数人来自移民，包括我们自己，我们继续为与我们并肩而行，并为我们身后的人们敞开大门，这对于我们的社区成功的融入我们所有人来说都非常重要，这将成为我们作为一个地区成功的未来。我们也知道公民身份为完成这一过程的人提供了非常独特的好处，经济利益，如更能安全的就业机会、更广泛的工作范围、在工作场所所获得的就业权利。公民身份开辟了教育途径，并提供公民有资格获得的所有所需的服务，它还会带来安全感和归属感，以及参与我们美好民主的能力。在华盛顿州，有将近300万名有资格获得公民身份的合法永久居民，而在关界县有超过75000名成员，我们可以在这些数字上有所作为。因为公民身份的优势，MPNA 在该市的工作，第一个公民伙伴关系非常重要。我非常自豪地宣布，昨天在金县的议会上，我们一致投票决定作为少数几个县成员之一加入城市获得公民身份。已经有一段时间了，我很高兴能够及时地完成这项工作，并在这一周伟大的行动当中与您分享。去年在我们的预算过程中，我们为移民分配了1130万美元的救济资金，他们被其他公共救济基金排除在外。我很自豪能与我们在金县的移民和难民委员会合作，询问还能做些什么，移民还存在哪些障碍。我们了解到，获得移民资格的费用和各种成本对人们来说绝对是一个障碍。因此我们非常自豪地创建了一个由联邦资金资助的新项目，500万美元帮助移民申请文件、调整身份和获得公民身份。我们不知道有任何其他县正在这样做，我们非常自豪能够成为这个方面的领导者。现在通过加入城市公民倡议，希望有朝一日将继续留在县和城市公民身份，我们将加倍的承诺，加倍努力，并继续努力使所有人的公民身份成为现实。他们已经是我们社区的贡献成员、合作伙伴，他们将从获得公民身份中受益。公民申请表很复杂，它一共有20页，它涵盖许多难以理解的问题， 大约需要2到3个小时的精心工作，一对一的客户。在案例经理的工作当中完成一个和400个应用程序。我们的许多客户参加了此类课程，以帮助他们为几个月后在移民局进行的面试做准备。每节课时长10周，每周4个小时。在课堂上，讲师涵盖 ESL 阅读和写作练习。他们会和您一起复习100个问题，并为我们在面试前经常感到紧张的学生提供面试练习。我们提供不同级别的课程，因此学生可以随着英语水平的提高而升级。许多人无法独立地完成这项工作，这个过程很复杂，他们需要一个他们可以信任的人来帮助他们。案例经理为社区提供所需的服务。我们还与西雅图市移民与难民办公室与 One America 合作，提供公民诊所和团体入籍研讨会。我们每月提供一次虚拟诊所。这项工作非常耗时，工作改变我们的生活。如果没有该州城市的资助，我们经验丰富的个案经理无法完成这项工作。如果您有兴趣了解更多关于我们服务以及获取入籍帮助的信息，请联系 ACRS。我们可以为您提供帮助。我们很高兴成为西雅图市金县赢得美国200万人入籍运动的一部分。
Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台为西雅图华人观众送上豪华中文电视节目大餐：东方新闻、凤凰卫视新闻、非诚勿扰、一站到底、芝麻开门，每天还有精彩电视剧和更多资讯和娱乐节目。请记得收看 Crossings TV、Comcast 有线电视、Xfinity 152台。查询详细节目信息，请访问 www.crossingstv.com。
餐饮、
娱乐、
招聘、
交友、
买房、
投资、
演出，
请找西雅图中文电台。
中文电台广告使您梦想成真，最低收费每月仅仅100美元，就有机会使您的生意或者活动家喻户晓。
赶快行动吧！广告热线2066198698，2066198698，
或者发 email 到 crsradio@gmail.com。
西雅图中文电台需要您的支持。如果您曾经听到过西雅图中文电台的节目，如果您曾经在西雅图中文电台网站或者微信平台上读到过我们的报道，如果您参加过中文电台举办的演出或者其他活动，请您支持我们。西雅图中文电台是由非营利组织西雅图华人广播协会支持的，大多数的主持人多年来义务为西雅图以及全球的华人提供精神食粮。请您向具有 501c3 免税资格的西雅图华人广播协会捐款，捐款的 PayPal 账号是 scbaseattle@gmail.com， 捐款电话2066198698，2066198698。西雅图中文电台感谢您的支持。